Nurses working in intensive, emergency, and oncology settings are exposed to persistent emotional, cognitive, and physical demands. In nurses with insecure attachment and anxiety symptoms, these demands may be expressed through sleep disturbance and disabling tension-type headache. This study compared the effectiveness of short-term psychodynamic therapy and an integrated acceptance and commitment therapy with schema therapy intervention on sleep quality and tension-type headache-related disability in insecurely attached nurses with anxiety symptoms. A quasi-experimental pretest-post-test design with a waitlist control group and one-month follow-up was used. The population consisted of nurses employed in ICU, CCU, emergency, and oncology wards of Imam Reza Hospital, Mashhad, Iran, during the second half of 1403 SH. From 420 eligible nurses, 180 volunteered for screening. 70 had anxiety scores above the cutoff on DASS-21, 40 also showed predominant insecure attachment, and 30 met all inclusion criteria. Participants were randomly assigned to short-term psychodynamic therapy, N equals 10, integrated acceptance and commitment therapy with schema therapy, N equals 10, or waitlist control, N equals 10. Both active interventions were delivered in 8 70-minute sessions. Outcome measures were the Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index and the Headache Disability Inventory. Data were analyzed using multivariate and univariate analysis of covariance and Bonferroni post hoc tests. Results. After controlling for pretest scores, the overall multivariate group effect was significant for sleep quality. Wilks lambda equals 0.49, F450 equals 5.43, P equals 0.001, partial eta squared equals 0.3, and for headache disability, Wilks lambda equals 0.3, F844 equals 4.5, P equals 0.001. Partial eta squared equals 0.45. Group effects were significant for sleep quality at post-test and follow-up, and for both emotional and functional dimensions of headache disability at post-test and follow-up. Adjusted Bonferroni comparisons indicated significant advantages of the psychodynamic group over the control group for sleep quality at post-test and follow-up, and significant advantages of both active interventions over control for headache disability. For headache disability, the adjusted pairwise comparisons indicated larger reductions in the psychodynamic condition than in the integrated treatment condition across post-test and follow-up. Both active interventions were associated with improvements in sleep quality and tension-type headache-related disability. However, the adjusted inferential results suggested a stronger effect of short-term psychodynamic therapy on headache-related disability in this sample. The findings support the clinical relevance of emotion-focused and schema acceptance-based interventions for anxious, insecurely attached nurses, while emphasizing the need for replication with larger samples and longer follow-up.